We join together in following Jesus with our prayers and our presence and our gifts and our service and our witness. And it strengthens us to hear from one another about that work of witness and what that's like. And this month, we get to hear from Lena Ambuabsi about sharing in the work of witness.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lena Ambuabsi. I am currently a junior at the Groton Dunstable High School. The stewardship theme for this month is witness, and I was asked to speak about stewardship in my daily life. I think when most people think of stewardship, they think of matters involving the church budget or organizing some major church project, which, don't get me wrong, is really awesome. I admire people who dedicate so much time to such wonderful projects, but it can seem pretty daunting, and sometimes it's just not the right moment to take on such big responsibilities. And it's my understanding that I was asked to talk about this topic because stewardship is also about living your life in a kind, thoughtful, and caring way, which anyone can do. My family has lived in Groton for about 5 years now, and we started coming almost 4 years ago. Before Groton, we lived in central New York and went to a church there. So church has always been a really big part of my life. My parents both grew up involved in the church, and so they've brought me to church for my entire life. Every church I've gone to has really nurtured me and helped to shape me into who I am today. I was always taught to love everyone, even the people who were different from me and even those who were mean to me in some cases, and to serve others. I remember in my Sunday school class when I was about in third or fourth grade, we were having a small communion separate from the rest of the congregation, and my Sunday school teacher put a big emphasis on serving the person next to you rather than letting them take their own piece of bread from the plate. And for some reason, that has always really stuck with me. And growing up in the church, I've always seen a lot of examples of people serving others, obviously, and it's become almost a habit for me now. And for those of you who know my dad, you know that he goes out of his way to help others. So I try to be helpful as much as I can. If I see someone who spilled a drink, I get paper towels and help clean it up. I try and offer help whenever someone is carrying a lot of boxes or books. And obviously my help isn't always accepted or even appreciated, but I think it's the thought that counts. Mostly, I like to do this because I know when people have done this for me, I really appreciated it. It always makes my day better when someone offers to help me, even if it's something small, and even if I say, I don't need your help, but thank you. I think these small acts of service are a big part of stewardship and a big part of accepting responsibility to take care of the earth and all the creatures on it. It doesn't even have to be a physical act of service for someone. It can be smiling at someone as you pass them by, even if you don't really know them. Or even just offering to listen to someone who's having a bad day can make all the difference. In my old school district in New York, there were three elementary schools that combined into two middle schools, and one of the elementary schools was split between the two middle schools. So a good amount of the kids coming to my middle school were separated from their friends and had to make new friends. And some of the kids had an easy time making friends, but of course there were a few that had some more trouble. And there was one girl who went to the same after-school program with me. So I knew her from the after-school program, and I think I had a few classes with her. And she had some trouble making friends. And I remember noticing this, and I was always really nice to her. But in the beginning, she made me uncomfortable. I didn't really know how to act around her. But eventually, as I got to know her, I realized how wonderful of a person she was. She was so sweet and thoughtful, but people were so quick to judge her. Before we moved, she told me how much her friendship meant to her and that it made her feel more welcome at her middle school, and it made me feel really good. I didn't necessarily realize it then, but when I befriended this new girl, not only was I a friend for someone in need, but my friendship with her became really important to me as well. The great thing about stewardship, I think, is that when you put something in, you get something even better in return. My relationship with God has really enforced this state of mind and encouraged me to keep on working on my stewardship to do the most I can. I think just being a kind person to everyone around you is such a significant part of stewardship that people sometimes don't think about. So hopefully sharing my story helps everyone realize that they practice stewardship every day, and it's such an easy thing to do. Thank you.